Oh, thank you very much. It's like a planet shake. It's unbelievable. Who's ready for a great day today? All right. Here's going to be like that, is it? All right, here we go. I was watching some of you adults. We're singing the song here. Worst actions I've ever seen in my life. Jesus, you're my...
One person like this.
I barely move my mouth. So we're not just here for the kids this morning, because I'm going to preach to you as well. It's going to be an unusual service because I'm going to preach to kids first. I'm going to preach to you. Yeah? So I need your involvement. Are you with me, Energizer Church? Here's the thing. When you go and call your church something like Energizer, I expect to see some energy. Yeah? I went to one church. They got the coolest logo out. Seriously, it's unreal. It was like a heart that was on fire, and I went, my gosh, you got the coolest logo out. It's like, you know, if I was going to get a tat, this would be it. It's unreal. And they went, thank you. I go, it's just a problem, you don't live up to it. And they went, thank you for that. So I'm expecting a lot of energy here this morning. Kids, are you ready? Yeah. Let's see. I was watching you, some pretty mean little praise and worshippers here. Hello. You're watching four. I feel like I've already met you. Let's see how well you're listening, standing up. One, two, three, cat and dog, four, cat and dog, five, cat and dog. I said, stand up. What's going on? Oh, sweetheart, you're a good girl. You're a good girl. Let's see how well you're listening. Sitting down. Okay, I'm in Tasmania. I knew it, but you know, I just had to go there. Standing up. It's all right, my mum's from Tasmania. We're all good. Just went and saw her. Sitting down. See, I'm looking for kids that are just listening to me. You're not going to take your eyes off me. You're paying attention. Standing up. Because you've got a party going on. And I've heard there's some prizes downstairs. So I'm looking with my eyes, baby. I'm looking for some bald-headed babies and space cadets that we could give something to. You know what I'm talking about? Sitting down. Sitting down. Standing down. Aha, standing down. Standing there. See, I got you then. Oh, we're going to have a great... Oh, sorry. I knew I should have done this before I got up. I'm walking across the car park, and I think one of those little stones got into my shoes. Have you ever got a little pebble in your school shoe? Have you got it? You had that? It's annoying, isn't it? Yeah, it hurts like crazy. And I haven't got my mum here to get it out for me. So I'll just, excuse me for a minute.
I shouldn't be doing this in church. So if you're, I just can't keep walking around with this little stone in my shoe. So excuse me, just a minute. I'll just get it out. I think, yeah.
Yeah, no wonder that was hurting me, kids. Wow. You got to take better care of your car park. Maybe you're not serving in the church at the moment, but God's calling you to be an usher. We need more ushers in the church, amen? I'm pretty excited about this church. Can I just say seriously, I'm pretty excited about this church. I love your pastors. I feel just connected with them straight away. I love their hearts. Pastor Alex is just, she's a mental case. She's one of the funniest people I ever met. She just can't stop it. She's hilarious. And Pastor Dave, just such this pure heart, just this man that just drips the word of God. So I just want to encourage you with who you've got here. You've got someone special. And if you don't normally come to church at night, if you really are Energizer Church and you're building something significant in the city of Hobart, get here at night. Make it part of your habit and bring the lost, because you are going to be used by God to do something amazing in the city. And the fact that God would call you and use you is just unbelievable. Well, kids, sitting up straight, don't take your eyes off me. If I should move, get your retinas to follow me. Very good. I like that. It was awesome. You're like a camera. See, I can do that now. I got the rock out of my shoe. But before, No way. So make sure you're sitting up straight. Wow, I must be in Tasmania. You're the best behaved kids ever. I like your tie. I want to tell you a story, an amazing story. I love this story because out of all the stories in the Bible, I line up with this one the closest. Some people think if God's going to use someone, they're going to be the best looking. They're going to be the kid that can kick the football the furthest. They're going to be the kid that's the smartest. They're good at maths. But you know what? The Bible doesn't actually say that. The Bible says that God looks for the simple things of this world to confound the wise. He'll look for just the simple kid, because then when he puts his power into your life, kaboom, baby. Ka-boom. It's like you exploded right then. It's incredible. It's like you exploded. There's a guy in the Bible, and his name is Gideon. Everyone say Gideon. In fact, here's a real picture of Gideon. Yeah, Gideon. So here's what happens. Gideon, he's working away and he's got his fork and he's just punching away at this little handful of wheat because Gideon is living in a war, right? He can't go down to McDonald's, get himself a hamburger. He hasn't got any money. They haven't got any food, right? So he's just punching away. Life's not real good. All of a sudden, next picture. Look at this. The Bible says that the angel of the Lord just appears in front of Gideon. That's a real picture, yeah. Yeah, he just appears in front of Gideon. Gideon thinks it's an angel at first, but he doesn't know it's actually God. Do you think God could ever turn up in front of you? Do you think he could? Hands up if you think he could. Hands down. Adults, hands up if you think he could. Oh, kids, turn around. Look at the parents. Look. They're all people of faith. Here's a couple that haven't got their hands up. Okay, we'll pray for them later. Hands down. Yeah, I believe it. Anytime God could turn up, just sit at my table. I could be walking down the street. You could be at school. You could be at your desk. Jesus is next to you. Hey, how you going? You go pretty good. Can you tell me what 12-12s are? God could help you with your homework, right? Listen to this. God comes to Gideon and he says, listen to this. Shouldn't be anyone talking except me. That's my only rule. I only got one rule. It's pretty cool. Because my mama said, if I'm talking, ain't nobody else talking. She said, it's just like rude, you know. So if I'm talking, you pay attention to me and then you get the party. You see how it works? Yeah. Right. Here we go. So Gideon's there. He's punching away going, my life's boring. I'm not having a really good day. God stands in front of me. He goes, arise, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon's like, you can't be talking to me because I'm a gutless wonder. And he goes, arise, you mighty man of valor. Another translation says destroyer, feller of trees. Gideon goes, you got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. That's what this is all about. No, in fact, I'm nothing like that. I'm the weakest of the weak. My family has no money. That's why I'm punching away at this little bit of wheat, right? We've got no money. We live in poverty. We don't have any food. I'm the shyest of my family. In fact, my family in the whole street, we are the least of the least. No one listens to anything we say. We have no influence in the community. We are no one. And God goes, I love this. I love how God doesn't listen to our excuses. Just keeps punching away. Yeah, yeah, yada, yada. Whatever you reckon. He says this. He goes, go in the strength that I put in you. Do you know God's put strength in you? At the age of 10, I meet Jesus. My dad had walked out, left our family. And I discovered there's a God who loves me. I mean, he knows my name. He knows where I live, and he knows my name. And he puts a dream inside of me at the age of 10 that I will be a pastor. And I go to these fancy dress nights at Boys Brigade. I remember one night, and the first person, they got an Essendon jumper on. Who are you, Timmy? I'm a footballer. The next kid, he had a white sheet on. Who are you? I'm a ghost. Woo! Next one, he had boot polish on and a scar and a patch. He goes, who are you? He goes, I'm a pirate. Then they got to me and I had a suit on and a tie, my hair all brushed back and a Bible. They go, who are you? I go, I'm Pastor Rob. But I grew up to become Pastor Rob. My dream that God placed in my heart as a little boy, my teachers at school, didn't go to a Christian school. We didn't have any money. We didn't have any food. We were like, a bit like Gideon. I was really shy. I didn't think I could do anything. I never liked talking in public. Never. I leave school because I have to give a 3-minute talk. But I preached at the Telstra Dome to 17,000 people a few years back. It's amazing what God can do. If you'll give him your life, he'll take your weaknesses, he'll turn them into strength. He'll take your ashes and he'll turn them into beauty. He can just, he's the converter. Forget the cash converters. He can just convert any of your sin. He can just take it off you and he can give you power. If God is your source. Amen? Because Pastor Dave was talking about that. God is our source. So on that, I'm going to show you something amazing. Who wants to see something amazing? Do this. Go. Amazing. Oh, adults, well done. Hello, we are working together now. Very good. That's great. That's great. Amazing. Now, kids, I'm pretty excited about this and kind of nervous too. I'm excited because it's the first time I'm ever going to do this illusion. It's not a magic trick, right? My hands will move so quick, you won't see what I do. My hand will trick your eye, right? My hand will be faster than your eye. So it's not a magic trick, but I've never done this before. So very excited and also very nervous because what if it doesn't work? Oh, let's give it a go. Yeah. We're an energizer church. Yeah. Lord, just help me. Amen. Here we go. If God is your source, if God is your source, watch this. This is great. God can take your weaknesses and make them disappear. Watch this. I place the tomato sauce bag into tomato sauce bag. The tomato sauce bottle into the bag and watch this. Everyone go amazing.
Amazing.
And watch. Amazing, the bottle is gone. All the glory, all the glory. I know, but you can't make it come back. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, it's back. Watch, kids, do it again. Go amazing.
Amazing.
Watch this. The bottle, I put it in the bag. Amazing. Boom. Gone. Hey, who asked you to talk? Put your hand down. Right, you wanted to come back? Here it is, the old Heinz is back. Ah, amazing. Isn't it amazing, kids? God could do something incredible with me. What? I didn't say it was going to work. I said I was trying. You know, before I met God, I couldn't do this trick. But now he can do amazing things with me. See, if God is your source, here's the deal. If God's your source, you know what he can do? He can take your weaknesses and he can completely...
Wow, amazing.
Oh, you unbelievers. Just for a minute there, you're going, you know, this is the weakest kids' service I ever seen. You want to see one more?
Yeah.
I thought The Rock was pretty good. I'll show you one more. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? Who's got a Rubik's Cube? Listen to this. Wouldn't it be great if you never made a mistake? That'd be cool. Wouldn't it be great?
I never find
with my brother and sister, never. And when my mama says to clean my room, I do it. And I never talk at school, never in class. Never. I'm never naughty. I am a good girl.
Wouldn't it be great if you never made a mistake? You got up in the morning and go, you know what? Another perfect day for moi. Hello. Oh, yes. No upset. Parents, wouldn't be great. No speeding tickets. No family fights. No financial pressure. No sickness. No disputes. No uncertainty over the voice of God. Wouldn't it be great if you just couldn't make a wrong move? You never upset the image. It just stayed intact. Well, life's not really like that. One day it will be. That yellow colour reminds me of heaven where the streets are made out of gold. And one day there'll be no sickness. And one day for every person who calls Christ Lord, that's where they're going. One day, no mistakes. But in the meantime, life is a bit more like this. It's all kind of mucked up. And I see some kids. Listen to this. Watch my hand. I see some kids. And they try to get their life back. Oh, I see some parents try to do this too. You know, if I just give to the Red Shield appeal, maybe I'll give to that miracle offering next week. You know, God will be all square again. I'll just work my way back to God. But it's grace that saves you, right? So, and I see some people do this. They go, you know what? If I put my birthday money into the offering, watch, I think I could get my life. Yes, my life is perfect. I've restored the cube. Yes, I'm back in the image of God. My life is right. We do this rubbish, don't we? But the problem is, the rest is still mucked up. Do you know that if you put your life into God's hands, watch this, everything.
Whoa.
That's right. God can do something incredible with you.
Back to our story, kids. This is an amazing story. Gideon, this is what I like about Gideon. Gideon listens to God, because some kids don't. God tells them they've got a dream, they don't listen. They keep doing naughty stuff. They keep doing the wrong stuff. They keep not listening to mum. Do you know what? If you walk out of this place and your mum notices a change in you, your dad notices a change in you, your teacher notices a change in you, then that tells me the Bible's working in your life. This means you're not just some Christian that comes to church on Sunday, but you actually believe it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're the real deal. Gideon listens to God. Long story short, he goes to the village and he says, I need men who are going to fight because God is going to stop this war and we're going to win this war. Well, kids, you won't believe it. Next picture, 32,000. Turn the person next to you and say, that's a lot of people. That was absolutely pathetic. Turn the person next to you and say, that's a lot of people. Thank you, Energizer. 32,000 people. 32,000. And God says this. He goes, you know what? You got too much. You got too much. You got too much. 32,000, Gideon, too much. Go to the men and tell them whoever doesn't want to fight doesn't have to fight. He goes, what? He goes, just go and do it. Gideon goes to the army, says, listen, 32,000 men, if you don't want to fight, you can go home and you won't believe what happens. Of the 32,000, 22,000 go, bye-bye, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. And 10,000 stay. 10,000. So Gideon goes to God, he goes, you know what, I've got 10,000 now, this is cool. I mean, it's probably not as many as I thought. Listen, it's not as many as I thought it would be, but you know what? I got 10,000. God goes, you still got too many. Still got too many? Shh, just sitting down. Very good. Very good. He goes, you still got too many. Too many? Yeah, here's what you want to do. Get them to go down to the river and drink. And the ones that drink in a certain way, here's what's going to happen. They're the ones that fight with you. Well, long story short, kids, out of the 10,000, it's only 300. 300 men. And with those 300 men, Gideon goes off to fight the Midianite army. And here's one of the best scriptures in the whole Bible. Because we start off with a guy who's shy. We start off with a guy that can't do anything. We start off with a guy that says there's no hope. In fact, he says to God, he goes, I've heard about this hope, but my dad, nothing happened for him, and his dad before him, nothing happened for him. So, you know, I don't know if this is actually going to change anything. But God takes his life, and if you fast forward through the Bible, it says this. We've got the weak kid, now the general of the army. And he says this, he goes, follow my lead. When I give the signal, follow my lead. And sure enough, they blow the trumpet. Here's a picture. We had the iPhone there handy on that particular day. They blow the trumpet. They smash the jars. And the enemy runs in every direction. And Gideon is used by God and he wins. Now, kids, I want to pray for people. I'm praying just for kids at the moment, adults, right? But your turn's coming, so get ready. Because when you pray this prayer, something shifts. Yeah. Now maybe, watch my hand because I've almost finished. I'm watching for. Maybe you've prayed this prayer before, or maybe you never have. You've been coming to church and you just never done it. Well, today's your day. Maybe like me, there was a day where you gave your life to God. But for me, every week, parents, I would just keep coming back and give my life to God. I didn't care what anyone thought. I knew that I was saved. I just wanted to continually give my life back to Christ. You know, anything I'd done, anything during the week to separate myself from God, I wanted to get that under the blood, and I wanted to live as close to God as possible because God put you on this planet to live a life more abundant, yeah? Not just to scrape by week, but to live in the supernatural, to live in the plans and the promises and the purposes of God. Are you ready to pray? You ready to pray? Or kids, just kids, are you ready to pray? Hello? Yes? Everyone close your eyes, bow your heads. Good job, Energizer kids. So, no one's looking around. If that's you and you want me to pray for you today, you've never asked Jesus into your life, or you have, but today you're saying, God, you know, I just think there's been some things that have happened during the week or the week before that have just separated me from you a little bit, and I want to give my life back to you today. I want to give my life back to you today. If that's you, just put your hand up right now, right where you are. Awesome, awesome, brilliant. Wow, wow, hands everywhere. Wow, 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 wow. Awesome. Who else? Who else? Fantastic. Who else? Going to wait 3 more seconds. 3 more seconds. Don't look around. Don't look around. Close your eyes. 3, 2, 1. Fantastic. Now, listen. Look at me. If you put your hand up, what I want you to do is stand right where you are right now. Right now. Adults, watch the way the kids do this. They're so innocent. They're so pure. They'll do anything for God. But as adults, we get cynical and go, I'm not going to go down the front. I'm not going to go to some altar call. These kids just love God. Look at them. We're going to pray this prayer. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Church, are you ready to pray this with us? Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to come into my life. Clean it. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. And thank you that you're going to make me new. I love you, and I always will. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give these kids an absolutely huge clap. Huge clap. Huge clap. Now, kids, here's the deal. Fantastic. If you prayed that prayer, and that's the first time, I'm going to come downstairs and meet you later on. I'm so excited for you because that's how it started for me. Just praying as a kid, giving my life to God. And God went, you know what? I'm ready to just put power into you. You're going to do something great. And today, I am a general in the army of God. But I am the kid that was shy as I leave school because I can't give a 3-minute talk. It's amazing what God could do with you. So what we're going to do now, there's a party downstairs. And leaders, all those kids that made decisions, we're going to do some follow-up counseling with them as they go downstairs. So let's give our kids a huge clap as they go downstairs. Huge clap, Energizer. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Aren't they beautiful? Congratulations, you're doing a fantastic job with them. If you're not in the children's church and you've been thinking about it, then don't wait any longer. come and see the leaders today. I'd love to invite you to become part of the children's ministry team. Maybe you're one of those people that goes, I hate kids. Great, you're just what we're looking for. Yeah, I for years I never did that, right? And God just dropped it in my spirit, because some of the best children's pastors in the world never liked kids. And God came to them and went, great, let's really test your heart. You're exactly what I need. And some of the best ministers in my team didn't like kids. Now they love them. They do anything for them. So we need leaders. If you're going to have a great children's ministry, you need great leaders. And so maybe you come to church. Gee, we'd love to put you on a roster, get you coming and serving, get you being a part of it. Because when those kids were up here singing, a lot of you didn't know what was happening. But Psalm chapter 8, verse 2 says this. From the lips of infants and nursing babies, you have ordained praise to silence the avenger. What does that mean, Obi-Wan? Let me teach you. It means this, that Satan is doing his absolute best to quash a knowledge of God in the earth. When I went to London, there's a bus. God isn't real. And then there come these kids. And another generation rises up and says, Jesus, you're my superhero. And they may not be singing perfect, and they may not be singing in tune, but God goes, oh, Satan, shut up. Listen to that. Another generation calls me Lord. All because you brought them to church. See, our kids can't reach the pedals of the car. They can't drive. You're the chauffeurs. And if you don't bring them, they don't get here. Yeah? So I just want to commend you and bless you. You're obviously families that don't put football above God. Okay. Can't move right along. You know, I'm all for kids playing football, but I taught my kids, and this is how I live my life. And back when I was a pastry chef and they offered me really good money to work on Sundays, I said, I will work on a Sunday as long as it never comes between me and God and never stops me going to a service. So I'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and work. And I taught my kids, you can play football, but we'll never let it get between us and God. Yeah? We'll just find a different code or a different day or a different something, or I'll buy you the PlayStation game. Your thumbs can get fit, yeah? All right, let me just keep moving along with this dream thing, because I believe in this place God's going to do something with some dreams that perhaps you've forgotten about. There's a verse in the Bible, and it says this, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. You want to get a dream. Gideon's just going about life, and God turns up and puts a dream into him, right? And then there's other times where you've got to get in the dream zone. So if you want to dream, you've got to go to sleep. Put your head on a pillow and sleep. And so if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Now, let me tell you what this is not. I used to think, well, what does this mean? Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Maybe it means I draw a picture of God, and he draws a picture of me, and he goes, you know what? Mine's better. And I go, yes, it is. You're my dad. And we just sort of hug, and we have a great time. No, it's not really, obviously, it's not that at all. It's more to do with this. The Greek word draw there is helko. And it means to compel to come. Does that mean that God is going to put you in a headlock? You will worship me. You will worship me. I tell you, you'll love me. No, it's not that at all. It's the picture of a magnet. That you get close enough. If I had a magnet here and I had a nail, the nail, if it's far enough away from the magnet, no effect. It's not affected at all. But if I get it close enough, you start to feel the... And if I get it in range, in the force field of the magnet, it just... The powerful thing about the nail is once it touches the magnet, it takes on the properties of the magnet and can now become magnetic itself. It transfers the properties. So now all of a sudden your life becomes Christ-like. You think with the mind of Christ, you have an anointing on your life. You talk to people and they go, what is it about you? You're so different. You know, and you go through, well, you know, I go to church. I love God. I witnessed to a guy on the plane on the way over. 1 hour on the plane, just sharing my heart with him, just sharing faith with him. Great Tasmanian farmer. And by the end, he thought of all the reasons why he shouldn't go to church. And I said to him, I go, why don't you think of one reason why you should go to church? He goes, you're good. I go, you're right. So if we draw near to God, we get close and we get these God dreams, right? But here's the thing I found about dreams. Because in case I come in here and I go, you know what? It's just on, I hear some people, it's onwards and upwards. It's just up, 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 up. The problem with that is if you have a setback, you think something's wrong with you. And all of a sudden people go, oh, there's sin in your life. Things aren't going so well for you. There's problems with you, you see. But I found that dreams are a little bit more like snakes and ladders. Ever had one step forward, two steps back, one step forward, two steps back, one step forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back? It's kind of like snakes and ladders. I haven't got time to go into Abraham Lincoln, but if you have a look at his life, and you have a look at how many times he tried to get elected to Senate, and he was defeated and defeated and defeated and defeated. His business failed. The love of his life died. It's sort of like, roll over, shut up and die. Well, you just give up for crying out loud. But some people just can't be stopped. And we know what happens. He becomes the president of the United States. And he makes the way for the world's first American black president to sit in the seat of power. A dream's really powerful. So maybe your dream, let me encourage you today, maybe your dreams have sort of gone backwards a little bit. You go, you know what? That's actually liberating and free. Because I thought there must be something wrong with me. Maybe God's hands come off my life. No, 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 no. Look at Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yes, brother, but have you got someone in the Bible that that happened to? Can you give me a chapter and verse, love? Actually, I can.
The book of Genesis, we look at the biblical case of Joseph. I had a dream last night. Get what? Get this. Hey, gather all the family together. Good news. Us are all you jokers bowing down to me. We hate your dream. You're a loser. We hate that dream. And sure enough, Joseph's dream does not go bang, 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 bang. He just starts walking around the place. No, 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 no. He gets sold into slavery. His brothers want to kill him. This is a setback. This is a snake. He's hit the snake. He's on the slide. Things are not going according to plan. Now, of course, he's working in Potiphar's house. He gets a ladder. Things are going well again, right? The anointing's working. Yeah. But Sister Lusthead, she's got plans, right? Oh, hello, big boy. I love your eyes. Woo, woo. So she takes his coat. He's like, why does everyone want my flipping coat? Stop touching my coat. So she takes his coat. He's on the run. Now he's in jail. Yeah. So, but the gift always works. The gift of God is irrevocable. He'll never take it off you. It still works. So he's in the jail and he can still interpret dreams. So he interprets the dream of the chef and the baker, and you know what happens. They still don't go and the butler, and they still don't tell Pharaoh about this guy downstairs for another 2 years. Sounds like it's snake after snake after snake. But then what happens is he's called before Pharaoh. He interprets the dream, and all of a sudden he is the second most powerful man in Egypt. And he alone has the plan that will save Egypt, restore his family, reunite his family. Unbelievable. God's in a family. God's got a dream for you.
Oh, brother, I'm a little bit past that now. I'm a little bit older. You know, I've done all that stuff now. Let me tell you right now, let me smack you around the head with a wet salmon.
The Bible says this, the days of the righteous shine brighter and brighter like the light of dawn until the fullness of time, which means this life just gets better. God would have been very cruel if he made you in the best years of your life were 21 to 25 and then it was all over. No, you get this crown of splendor. You've got wisdom. You've got runs on the board. You can now start, if you're an older, you can start being a grandma to some of these kids. A lot of their grandmas don't serve Christ, but you do. You've got something, a message, a life, a testimony. We can stop the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So when you've got a life that backs up what the scriptures say, man, you're dangerous in the kingdom. You're dangerous. Sorry, I thought the kids were still in here. Last thing about dreams. I think with dreams we get amnesia. We forget them. We forget some of the dreams God gave us. We forget some of the things we asked God to do. We forget some of the prayers we prayed. We forget some of the things we've wanted. The Bible says God will give you the desires of your heart. I'm praying for you. the desires of your heart. So, let's rock the clock back. I'm 13. It wasn't that long ago. I'm living in the housing commission flats. Life's taken a very different direction for us because we don't have the family together now. We're sick constantly. We don't have much food in the pantry. And we live out the opportunity shop. So here I am in my double, my bunk, on the top bunk. And my favorite band in the whole world are Sherbet. Yes, and here's a picture. Some of you going, who the heck is Sherbet? Well, little rock history for you. Sherbet had 20 top 10 hits. If they released a new album, they'd put it on Channel 9 on Sunday night, 7:30 to 8:30. You wouldn't have seen it because you're in church. But it was on, just take my word for it. And then they had this number one hit, How's That? They got signed up by the Robert Stigwood organization who did Grease and Saturday Night Fever. They had a number two hit in England. They were absolutely massive. They were huge. And I'm in the flats and I'm going to God. I'm going, oh, I'd love to sing with Sherbet. I have this teenage dream, you know. Go something like this. Daryl's got a sore throat. Like I have today, right? Daryl's got a sore throat. And the only one who knows all the words, who can move like him, is me. And so they call me up on stage, and I get up, you know, and the crowd's gone wild, and I'm... Summer love is like no other love. Do yeah, yeah. I'm just going off my nut, right? I live 3 kilometres away from my school. So I walk home from school and to school every day, right? So I live this dream 1,000 times. I create the scene. It just, you know, it's all script written in my head. And then when I'm 15, nothing happens. And the years roll on and I get married and if you're a kid in the 70s, you either like Skyhooks or Sherbet. And my wife likes Skyhooks. That's for that. That's just dumb. And I like Sherbet. And then I got this news, the worst news of the year. Sherbet were breaking up. Guys, why? So I said to my wife, would you like to come to the concert with me? She goes, no. Okay, come on. It's a farewell concert, one last time. She goes, okay. So we get there, thousands of people. I try to get as close to the front as I can. There's all these chicks in front of the stage. And I'm sort of like, you know, I'm not held back. If I want to do this, I'm going to do it. So I'm trying to muscle my way in. Someone moves, I just sort of slide in. And then I go, can I get out there? And these girls, no! So I'm up there, you know, in the... you know, the first couple of 500 people in the crowd. And I'm watching the final concert of my heroes, my pop heroes, the Saturn pop princes. And they got to this point. Daryl Braithwaite said this. He goes, we're going to ask a friend of the band to get up on stage and sing with us. And I go, who would be so lucky? Lucky, lucky, lucky. Who would be so lucky? Who? Sorry, touch the Kylie Minogue's there. Who would be so lucky to get out? And he looks around the crowd and he goes, you, come here. A sea of chicks just split. I felt like Moses at the Red Sea. I walked through. I looked at him. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, now you'll get out the way because Daryl said so. Get out the way. Thank you. Thank you. I got up on stage and I was in this little band called The Gap, which really was talking about the space in our head. And we bought all our stuff on the trading post. Our drum kit had a red tom-tom, silver snare, and it was junky, rusty, dented. The bass player in our band couldn't play. We played it like our friends 21st, right? We were really bad. We were really bad. So I'm up on stage. I've got the microphone. I look behind me. Alan Sandoz on the drums. Doo-doo, doo-doo. They start playing How's That? The number one hit. I'm looking around. There's Tony Mitchell on the bass. I look out the crowd. My wife's like this. I grab the mic. You told me I was the one. All these girls go mental. I'm like, what are you doing? How's that? Everyone's going crazy. I finished the song, kind of nervous, kind of like, I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. Went to go off the stage. Daryl goes, come back, you're good. I said, yes, I am. He got me to do three more songs. I did four songs. He got two girls up from the audience to me, my backup singers. And I went home and I floated that. I floated for a week. I went back to work. You never guess what I did last night. Everyone's going, sure you did. What? You're such an idiot. You did. I go, oh, I did. No, you didn't. Oh, yes, I did. Does this smile look fake to you? Yeah. It took me years and years and years and years. It took me about 15 years to work out what really happened. That night, I thought I was just tinny. Lucky. You know, stuff just happens to me. And then I worked it out. You see, when you have God as your Father, He'll give you the desires of your heart, and He will make dreams come true that you have completely forgotten about. Prayers you prayed you've forgotten about are going to come true. That particular morning, I just couldn't shake it. God's sitting on the edge of my bed. And I get out of bed like it's a normal day, and He's going, today's the day. Today's the day. Now, I'm a children's pastor, right? So last year, God drops a dream in my heart to do something for my wife. And I'm, you know, man, provider. I want to get the driveway done and get the, we're men, right? Get the driveway done, get the roof painted, get the all this stuff done. And God said to me, He goes, I want you to buy your wife a ring. Well, in 24 years of marriage, I've never looked at a ring catalog because that's girly stuff. Boring. He goes, I want you to buy her a ring. I went, wow. He dropped the number into my head, how much I'd have to save up for. As a kid's pastor, it's kind of like impossible, right? Not going to happen. I went, well, you've given me the desire. You've given me the dream. So I save up and I plan this amazing day. That day she gets out of bed. That day she gets out of bed, I'm looking at her like this going, you've got no idea what's going to happen today. So I planned lunch at the Press Club, George Columbaris' place, Flinders Lane in Melbourne. Unbelievable. She doesn't know. It's a surprise. I told her we're meeting friends for lunch somewhere, and then I went, oh, I have a booking. We're going here. And she's, what? 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 We're going to the Press Club? Yeah. We walk in, she's taking photos, she's texting everyone she knows. You'll never guess where I am. I am at the Press Club. But I had been at the Press Club too. So I had arranged for that box that makes women weak at the knees, that turquoise box from Tiffany's, to come out on a wooden platter between the two desserts. And when she saw it at the corner of her eye, she starts crying, she gasps. Everyone in the restaurant just stops. She opens the box, and this is what God had told me to do. He goes, you buy her the ring on my behalf. It's not from you. Oh, I love my God. So she opens up the box. It's got a little piece of paper in it. It's got, I love you from God. She goes, where's the ring? And I go, well, you have an appointment at Tiffany's with a jeweler in 15 minutes. She couldn't talk. My wife's got this high-pitched voice, so all she did was this. She shook her head, and then it was a squeal. Then she walks in, and she gets her ring, right? The point is this. That day she got out of bed, she thought it was a normal day, average day, ordinary day, but I knew it wasn't. I had planned something special for her. That day I got out of bed at the Sherbet Farewell concert. I just thought I was going to work, just a normal day, going to go to a concert. God's going, you asked me something when you were 13, and today's the day. I'm your father. I can pull strings. I can make anything happen. I know Daryl. I made him. He'll point you out of the whole crowd. I want to pray for people in this place today. So if the band can come, and if everyone can close their eyes and bow their heads, I'm excited about what God's going to do in this place right now, because God's going to activate some dreams. And for some of you, it starts with this relationship, giving your life to Jesus, just like you saw little kids do, just like you heard so many of us have done. It activates a life. It introduces you personally to God. All of a sudden, the creator of the universe is your best friend, right? And it activates promises. It lifts your sin. It places you in a place where you are in right standing with God. So if everyone can close their eyes, because this is personal now, just bow your heads. I want to pray for people in the last minutes of this service. God bless you, energize it. If that's you and you're saying, Rob, please pray for me. I want that. I want Christ in my life. All I want you to do is slip your hand up in the air and then you can put it down. Just put your hand up in the air and go, Rob, please include me in your prayer. I want what you're talking about. Just put your hand up in the air and I'll include you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Who else? Who else? Just awesome. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Who else? Just put your hand up in. Excellent. Up the back. Brilliant. People, excellent up the back. People everywhere putting their hands up. God bless you. Who else? Just put your hand up in the air. I'll include you in that prayer. You just get ready for what happens next. God releases his power. God bless you. Thank you. I see the hand. You can put it down. Who else? Who else? Cool. Awesome. Thank you in the front. Brilliant. God bless you. Up the back. God bless you. Hands everywhere. Going up in this place. Who else? Just put your hand up in the air. Thank you so much. Thank you. Brilliant. Brilliant in the front. Awesome. Yeah, great. Great. Awesome, man of God. Great. Who else? Who else? That's me. Thank you so much up the back. That's me. That's me. Awesome. I'll tell you, there's hands going up everywhere. Now listen, there are other people in this room. And you're like me as that child. You have given your life to Christ. But today you want to give your life back to Christ. You're going, you know what? There's some stuff happened. I just want to put things right. I don't want anything to separate me from God. I'm totally in love with him. I just want to give myself back to him. If that's you, you just put your hand up as well. Just go, Rob, include me in that prayer. Awesome, 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 awesome. Oh, no wonder they call you energized, because this is the power of the Spirit, yeah? Who else? Up the back. God bless you. In the front. God bless you. People everywhere. See, a church that keeps short accounts with God, that's a powerful church. That's a church where the devil can't move. That's a church that knows its authority. That's a church that moves in power. That's a church that knows its destiny. That's a church of individuals who've got their lives right with God, and nothing can separate them from the love of God. Who else? Who else? Just wait for a few more seconds. Who else? Just put, thank you so much. That's Brian up the back. God bless you. You're in for an amazing day, you know. When you walk out of here, get ready, get ready. Who else? Who else? Who else? Just going to count backwards. Awesome. Excellent, man. Brilliant. Legend. God bless you. God bless you. You watch what God does in your marriage. You watch what God does in your marriage. I feel every light is about to be turned on in your house. I feel the power of heaven's about to fill your house. And yeah, things have been good, but not like you're about to experience. Intimacy, forgiveness, power, dreams, visions, peace, joy, love. The fruit of the Spirit is going to abound in your house. I see vines just exploding in every room in your house. The way you see God, it's going to change. I'm telling you, God is about to do something sovereign and supernatural. I've been waiting for you to put your hand up. Who else? 3, 2, 1. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Band are going to sing the song. Now listen, lesson from the kids, right? If you put your hand up, just do what they did. Run to the front, right? God's a Father. Don't be cynical. Don't be frightened. Just come to the front. Because when I pray this prayer with you, it unlocks something. Yeah? When a man and a woman stand in a church and they just read some vows, they say some words, right? We go, no big deal. Very big deal in heaven. Two become one flesh. They said some words to God and all of a sudden everything shifts. Yeah? When you say these words to God, something very powerful happens and sin shifts. And his Spirit lives inside of you, or he refills you. So get ready. Let's all stand up. We're going to sing this song. If you lifted your hand up, come down the front. I want to shake hands with you, meet you. I'm going to lead you in this prayer. God bless you. Come on. God bless you. Come on, all these people lifted their hands up. Come down the front. God bless you.
Jesus, I love you. I love you.
Come on, all those people lifting their hands up. Let's go. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, come on. Lord.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Energize. I love you.
I love you, Lord.
I love you.
Yeah. love you way too much. Flew way too far to just walk out, let you put your hand up but not actually respond. I just want to encourage you, yeah? That Latin prefix, en, means in. I want to put courage into you to get out of, you're with believers, right? There's nothing to be fearful of here. To come out of your seat and to pray that prayer. Christ climbs a hill to die for you. And we go, you know what? I'm here in a heated hall with fellow believers, but I'm a little bit nervous. Well, ask the person you came with, will they come with you, right? Don't be frightened of anything. I'm telling you, the devil tries to stop people at this point. They're fine to this point, but this is the point of decision. And the enemy tells you, well, you can go home. You can do it on your terms. You can do it in your place. Yeah. You might. Maybe. Maybe. So why take that chance? Slip out of your seat. I'll pray with you. And you'll feel the power of the Holy Spirit touch your life and change. I'm telling you, dreams are about to be released. Dreams are about to be activated. Yeah. So don't miss this opportunity. Don't let your fear, your shyness. Shyness is a curse. It's not an attribute of God. Love, power, sound mind. Yes, self-control. The righteous are as bold as a lion. So shyness is not a God thing, not at all. It prevents people doing what they really want to do. So let's just kill that sucker right now. Band are going to play one last time, right? We're not going to draw this out. A lot of other people got to get home to their families. So I would need you, because there are about 40 people put their hands up. I can't see 40 people, right? You put your hand up. Be like a little child. The Bible says, unless you become like a little child, you won't even see the kingdom of God. So get out of your seat. Don't worry what anyone thinks. Lift your hands and let's do business with God. Let's get our lives right with God. Well, I've already done that. Good. I'm not looking for this for first-time believers. I'm looking for people that are coming back. And sometimes, well, people think I've got real bad sin in my life. Why are you so concerned with what people think? Are you a man-pleaser? We're supposed to be God-pleasers. Don't worry what people think. Get out of your seat. I don't care if you, nothing's going wrong. You just come back to God going, God, I am yours. I belong to you. Totally. Sing it one last time. Get out of your seat. Come to Jesus. It's going to be an amazing time. Next few minutes, we're fighting for you. We're fighting for you. So come on, you do your part. Get out of your seat. Up the back, you lifted your hand. Come on.
I love you.
I love you, Lord. Excellent. Give them a huge clap as they come, church. Come on. Come on. Come on, Energizer. I love you, Lord.
Jesus, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, Lord.
I love
Jesus,
you.
I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. More each day.
Last chance, last call. Come on.
Jesus,
come on.
I love you.
Come on, God's got a great plan for you.
I love you. I love you.
Oh. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Every one of you out the front, God bless you for the courage getting out. But really, the Christian life should be a walk of courage, right? We're bold. We can walk into schools, communities. We can walk into the street. Yeah. We can just minister anywhere. You can put us anywhere. We are the Church of Jesus Christ. We are the hope of the world, right? We're the bride of Christ. So we've got to be powerful. If we can't do it here, we're not going to do it out there. So God bless you. They're going to pray this prayer. Now, if this is the first time you're praying this prayer, I want you to freeze time, right? And remember this minute. Remember this moment where you give your life to God for the first time. And here's what's going to happen. Some people say they feel new. Some people say their colors seem brighter and their sense of smell is sharper. I mean, when God lifts your sin off you, the Bible says the old has gone and the new has come, and you become a new creation, right? A new creation. And if you're coming back to God, just I want you to be so sensitive to Him refilling your spirit. So let's all pray this prayer in a big, loud voice. Let's close our eyes. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you in prayer. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to take away my sins. And I invite you into my life. Clean my heart. Change me. Make me new. I love you. And I always will. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give these people a huge clap.
Awesome. Awesome.